Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on? What's going on? That is the question of the day. Welcome to another edition of Progressive News Weekly. My name is Daryl Clark, and yes, you're at the right place at the right time. where week in and week out we bring you news and information that's called from around the world, typically within the United States and sometimes just across our borders. This evening we have another enlightening program that's certainly intended to do just that, enlighten you, encourage you, inspire you, empower you, and hopefully instill you to get involved and make a difference, to take action. We never leave a program without some sort of call to action to make a difference. And if it weren't for you, the listener, we wouldn't be here speaking with you this evening. Every Thursday evening between 6:30 and 7:30 or thereabout, sometimes we'll go a bit after that, and sometimes we'll start a bit after that as well. But in that time frame, you can come right here to Progressive News Weekly on blogtalkradio.com/Renford and tune into our programs. Most of our listeners find it typically easiest to reach us through the dial-in number, 347-838-9142, and we are live 90% of the time. I like to say 99%. Last week I had to travel on Thursday in the light of a situation with a passing of a loved one in my family. And so you heard the likes of Mr. Tony Grant last week, our own research journalist, discussing the influx of various drugs legal on the market that could be harmful. So I hope you found that enlightening, as a filler, so to speak, for last week's program. And Mr. Tony Grant will be joining us from time to time. That was just simply a replay from last year, when Tony had done some research on some various FDA-approved drugs. And so that takes me to our program this evening, and we are going to be discussing things that are presented in our society which may not be in our best interest. Of course, there's quite a few of those. We can talk about the food, to start with, genetically modified food that's on our shelves. We can talk about tobacco, which is also on our shelves, which has been proven to kill, maim, destroy human life, but yet it's still on the shelves. We can just simply talk about the products and how they're allowed to be marketed that are sold to us every single day. For example, whatever happened to a half gallon of milk or a half gallon of ice cream? It's about 59 ounces now, right? Or orange juice? So, you know, as an advocate, I, from time to time, just like to stir the consciousness of us so we'll be ever vigilant to protect ourselves. A few weeks back, we had a caveat emptor program, Let the Buyer Beware, where we did speak about some of those consumer ills, I like to call them. That's not E-L-L. That's I-L-L. Just ills. Illicit things that are allowed to be... that are allowed to be sold to us on the market. So this evening, we may have to preempt our own program if we're unable to edit it, and we may have to cut our own program just a little bit short. We'll see if we have to or not. So we'll see what we can do with that. And if not, we're going to have to cut our show a little bit short this evening, just simply because the duration was set for a shorter time frame. But we will catch you next week, same time, same place, for a full-length episode. Thank you for tuning in to Progressive News Weekly. And so until next week, I'm going to say so long. Well, listeners, that's live radio for you. We were planning to have Mr. Ron Crenshaw joining us for some enlightening information this week. And as it stands, we're going to have to bring on Mr. Ron Crenshaw next week, as this week we had a scenario where Mr. Crenshaw is not going to be able to join us. And so we're going to, as I mentioned earlier, cut this show just a little bit earlier. And we will have Mr. Crenshaw joining us next week, when he will speak on some of the things that are going on politically, socially. And I'll be sharing more information with you with regard to the flu and with regard to some of the consumer ills that are going on. So please be sure to tune in next week, when we will have Progressive News Weekly in its entirety. Until then, be at peace, tell someone about Progressive News Weekly, and make a difference.